B-Pod Studios.
Katie, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Chelsea, your email says that you think Danny is cheating on you, and you're catching on to this because of a Starbucks cup?
Yeah.
What's the scenario?
I'm suspicious right off the bat because I met Danny when he had a girlfriend at the time, and he actually was cheating with me and then broke up with her and stayed with me. So I feel like he may have that in him to cheat.
That once a cheater, always a cheater thing?
Yeah.
So, did you know that he, if we could just stop there for a second, because I'm just curious about the state of mind that you have. Did you know that he had a girlfriend and you were okay with it, or did he tell you afterwards?
I mean, I didn't know, like, the first time I was with him or anything. He kind of, like, let on, pretty soon after we were together, like, after we met, kind of, and we're dating. But I just kind of didn't, I mean, not to say I didn't care, but I liked him so much, and it seemed like he wasn't happy with her, and I was trying to help him, and it seemed like a special scenario, but now I'm not so sure.
Okay. Hmm.
What's a Starbucks cup?
Oh, sorry. I was moving. Oh, my God. I was moving his car out of the way the other day to get mine out of the driveway, and I saw this Starbucks cup on the floor of his car with some lipstick on it, so I picked it up, and I saw the name Pamela, and I am like, freaking out.
Did you ask him where the cup came from?
No, I didn't confront him. I just automatically thought War of the Roses. That's just my go-to thought.
All right. That doesn't sound good.
Not at all.
No sisters, no cousins, no coworkers possibly named Pamela?
Well, I mean, that's a possibility. Like, he does travel a bit for sales, and, you know, he meets some people. So, you know, I don't know. I'm open to that hope. Who knows?
I mean, I hate to say it, Chelsea, but usually when you have an inkling, it's...
Yeah.
But we'll find out.
Okay. Oh, boy.
All right.
Don't say anything until he tells us what he wants to put on the notes. Lately, I feel like everybody's been jumping the gun.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
This is Danny.
Hey, Danny, you are just the gentleman I am looking for. My name is Mary. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We posted something when one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen of beautiful red roses free of charge.
Okay. Sweet.
Great.
Flowers? Cool.
Yes. They are red roses, very romantic. We just ask that you tell someone about our services, which would probably be the person you're sending them to anyway. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Oh, gosh. Hold on a sec. Let's do PAMS, P-A-M-S. Sort of like PAMS.
PAMS, okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to put something romantic on the card?
Okay. Thanks again for the other night. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night. Is that cool?
Sure, I can put that on there.
And can they get there tonight, like, so she knows about tomorrow?
Yeah, I can have them delivered this afternoon.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and then just for our market research, how long have you been dating her, Hams?
Officially like 2 months.
Oh, okay, so it is official.
I'm sorry, but who the hell is Pam? Danny. Oh my God, I knew it.
Yeah, that's Chelsea, Danny.
Hi.
Okay.
Oh my God.
She heard everything, dude. This is the Meanie, Roy, and Loren show, KISS 95.1's War of the Roses.
Freaking knew it.
Well,
you can't be leaving cups in your car with Pammer's name on it.
Jesus.
So can we talk about this like some other time or what?
Yeah, no.
Why, you got a hot date?
Oh my God, why do you have so much?
No, I just didn't work and I didn't know that I was going to be set up for this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. How inconsiderate of me. Oh, my God.
Well, whatever. Okay. So,
who the hell is Pam?
Danny, do you want to explain who Pam is, where you met her? Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's been going on for 2 months now.
Yeah. Yeah, I just was, she's a client. Yeah. Client, we kind of hit it off. I mean, whatever.
So you are cheating on Chelsea with Pam. You're okay to admit that.
Well, it's sort of like my thing, right, Chelsea? Come on.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We started as a cheating couple.
So that makes it okay to cheat on her?
Okay.
Well, no.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No, it's
gosh.
Okay.
Danny, you're an idiot.
So I assume you're going to cheat on Pam's at some point, too. Maybe Pam's would like to know that.
Yeah, should we call her?
Poor Pam.
Well, she needs to know. She should know.
Poor Pam.
Can you just stop whatever you guys are. Just let me handle this on my own, okay? Chels, just hang up. I'll call you. We can work it out. Chels?
Yeah, don't bother calling me. Come over and grab your shit. It is over.
Come on, babe. Chels, please. Come on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.